I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is what happens when you ask Nose if you start any Giants tonight. No, no, no.
Well done.
No, no, no. Should I start Preston Williams this weekend? No, no, no. He's not playing. I like the Fitz question, though. Fitz question.
Very prepared, though. Very prepared.
Right. I like it. I'm not even making fun of the texter. It was an. It's probably something that you were thinking about, too, because he's on the waiver wire, and he's probably high on the waiver wire, but he is done. Like, he's... That's it.
Or this guy's high on other stuff and just sending texts about guys on buys.
Correct. That is also another probably accurate statement there.
Thank you.
As well. Let's get to... We have the text machine up and running, 305-567. 0560. I want to get to the sniff test here and get some of these picks ready for week 7 as people are getting their lineups in and figuring out what to do here. Let's start, as we always do, with the quarterback position, and give me a couple players that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
All right. So the quarterbacks for the week that pass the sniff test, we discussed them a few times, but yes, Matthew Stafford versus that pathetic Atlanta secondary. He hasn't been great this year so far, but if you have Stafford, he's a wonderful play this week at Atlanta. You'll have no weather issues, and you know they have no secondary. So this is an obvious good play. I love Joe Burrow this week, Zach. I love him. This guy throws so many times that he's going to have, in my opinion, 350 yards. Write it down, 350 yards. And at least two touchdowns against Cleveland in the home state rival game. And then last, don't get discouraged from last week. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a huge comeback game versus the Texans. Last week he had a very rough game, but expect him to bounce back. As you saw what Tannehill could do last week against the Texans, can you imagine what Aaron Rodgers is going to do? So love those quarterbacks this week.
All right, three quarterbacks that passed the sniff test for week 7 of the NFL season. Matt Stafford, Jersey Joe, Burrow, or Aaron Rodgers. Do we call two guys on that team Jersey Joe, Jersey Joe Mixon, and Jersey
if
Joe
If their name
Burrow?
Is Joe, there's a jersey That's before it. That's
right,
it.
I like that. All right, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Burrow, and Stafford, the quarterbacks. Let's get to that running back position. Give me a couple of running backs that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
You better wait for the production, Nose.
I blew it. You know, listen, it wouldn't be a show if I didn't blow it. Right. And that is a pun intended. Okay, so Ronald Jones, if the game happens, of course, versus the Raiders, if they're able to field a team, man, I'm starting to become a believer. And yes, I know Leonard Fournette looks like he finally might be coming back, but Ronald Jones is running the ball with authority. And I love him against the Raiders, who are not very good against the run. Jerick McKinnon is back now that my guy, my nose pick of the year, Radio Raheem, is back out for a while. Very upset about that. But McKinnon averaged 19.7 fantasy points in PPR leagues when he was a starter. So right back at it. If you have McKinnon, if you held on to him, it's time to insert him in your lineup. And DeAndre Swift, Zach, it's begun. It really might have begun, and I expect it to continue versus Atlanta. This guy is one of the young players, rookie out of Georgia, who is trending upward right now in a big way, and I love him this week. So, I'm basically telling you, start all types of Lions offensive players against Atlanta, but I do love DeAndre Swift this week. So if you drafted him, you had him in the last 2 weeks, you're happy, you're going to continue to be happy.
All right, running backs that passed the sniff test for week 7, Rojo, Ronald Jones, Jerick McKinnon, and DeAndre Swift. Let's get to that wide receiver position. Give me a couple wide receivers this week for week 7 that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
All right. We got Tyler Boyd at home versus Cleveland. What is Cleveland, the worst defense against the slot wide receiver? And Tyler Boyd is one of the best slot wide receivers. So I know you own him in one of your leagues, Zach. You put him in your lineup. Right. It's a match made in hog heaven. Actually, it's not hogs. It's actually Bengal heaven. I think you see what I did there.
Right. Good job.
Scary Terry, huge fan of the show, and I'm a fan of him. And versus Dallas, I expect Kyle Allen to get him the ball because, quite honestly, he'll be open. So Dallas has not been stopping anybody. Turmoil there. And I don't expect that just to reverse in 1 week. So Scary Terry's been a player that's been a little quiet. I expect him to blow up this weekend. And last, and I don't know if I've done this in a long time, but I'm recommending T. Higgins.
Woo!
It's official. I'm on the T train. Right now, that's probably the first time I've recommended two wide receivers from the same team. I'm expecting the Bengals to at least score 35 points. So listen, if Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt were able to do it back in the day, or if Harrison and Wayne were able to do it back in the day, yeah, I'm saying it. Why can't T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd do it this week? Yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch there, I understand. But Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are players that are, you're always asking, do I start, do I not start? So I'm trying to give you players that are realistic start as your wide receiver 3 and or flex. So there you go. Two guys, are, you know I'm really liking that over in that Cleveland-Cincinnati game.
Wow. Jeez. Tyler, Oil Can, Boyd, Scary Terry, and T. Higgins, the wide receivers for this week that passed the sniff test. Okay, obviously, if we have a whole bunch of players that pass the sniff test, we got a bunch of players that fail the sniff test for week 7. Let's start with the quarterback position. Give me a couple players that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
They did it again.
I don't trust Cam Newton, Zach. I don't trust him against the 49ers. Just don't. He does not throw a good ball right now. He does not have weapons that are getting open. The only value he has is when he's running for touchdowns. And if he doesn't run for touchdowns, he has no value. The 49ers are good against the rush. Just a guy that right now, COVID Cam, as some of them may call him,
right.
I don't recommend starting him at all. Jared Goff, it's like, do I start him? Do I not? Well, on Monday Night Football, I don't expect him to have a great game versus the Bears. I don't trust him. I don't trust right now. His wide receiver corps and him, they're not clicking. And I don't expect it to turn around again against a very good Bears defense. And this one sort of saddens me because it's been a long time since I've ever had to say this. But Drew Brees, I recommend not starting unless you have to versus the Panthers. And the Panthers are not even that great against the pass. But I'm watching Drew Brees right now, Zach. And if he doesn't have Michael Thomas, which it looks like he might not, his arm strength is down. He's not hitting the outs. They use all different kinds of packages now for Taysom Hill. He's just a player that is not an elite fantasy quarterback right now. And he is not who he once was. So, unfortunately, he could be a good game manager. But fantasy-wise, I would not be starting him this week.
Yeah, it's a tough one to hear, especially if you drafted Drew Brees, thinking with Michael Thomas and that offense, you're probably going to get a huge season out of him. All right, 3 quarterbacks that failed the sniff test for week 7. Cam Newton, Jared Goff, and Drew Brees move to the running back position. Give me a couple for week 7 running back-wise that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Way to hold back.
All right, I got that one. I got that one. Josh Jacobs, we discussed it, I don't know, most of the show. I do not trust Josh Jacobs for many reasons. Josh Jacobs is going against Dominican Sue and that ridiculously good rush defense. On top of it, they might be picking up you if you could have that COVID test, Zach. You could be a solid offensive lineman for the Raiders right now.
I could play.
They don't have an
game,
offensive
right.
line. Yeah, this is a player to avoid. It's a catastrophe. I'm going right back at all Patriots running backs. We've had a lot of questions. Do I start Damian Harris? Do I start Burkhead? Do I start James White? Well, I don't really love either of them. So this is another one where it's just a carousel. That's the word I was looking for. A carousel of running backs, and you don't know who's going to be good, and therefore I don't trust any of them. And last, Devontae Freeman tonight going against a very stout Eagles defense. If you have to start him, I understand. He will get you the volume, 18 carries last week. But overall, I think the Eagles defensive line is going to man up on Devontae Freeman. And overall, I don't think he is a good start.
Devontae Freeman, Josh Jacobs, and everyone that plays the running back position for the Patriots, failing the sniff test at the running back position for week 7. Let's move on to wide receivers. Wide receivers for week 7 that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
So obviously you're going to start Allen Robinson. Most likely you're going to start Allen Robinson on your team because you don't have better options. But that being said, he's getting manned up against Jalen Ramsey on Monday Night Football, and Foles looks real bad. I'm just saying it out loud. Foles has guys wide open, and he's missing them. Well, imagine having Jalen Ramsey all over you. So if you're a DFS player, definitely keep Allen Robinson out of your lineup. And if you have somehow better options than Allen Robinson, if you're that loaded, let's look into those because I really don't like them this week. Raekwon, a.k.a. Traquan the Chef Smith, not trustworthy whatsoever. Even if Michael Thomas is out, I still don't trust Smith. This is right now Emmanuel Sanders is the best option if Michael Thomas is out. So a lot of people are asking about Smith because, listen, he does replace Michael Thomas, and he had a good game about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but that was his only good game, and I don't buy it, and I wouldn't bet on him having a good game. And last but not least, Robert Woods versus the Bears. I see this being a very sloppy offense this week. I told you I don't like Goff. Well, I might have Woods running for more yards than passing for yards this week. So overall, Robert Woods to me, and even Cooper Kupp, don't love either of them this week in general. But of course, I understand if you have to start them. I get it. Just scale your expectations.
A-Rob, Traquan Smith, and Robert Woods, three wide receivers that fail the sniff test for week 7. We still have the tight end of the week and the nose pick of the week coming up here in the last segment. We have a couple text messages in here right now that I want to get to quickly. Nose pick 2 from Joe Mixon, Kareem Hunt, and Kenyon Drake. Good little stable of running backs there.
Oh, yeah, that's Hunt and Drake all day. I'm done with Mixon until he shows me he could have a very steady game. He only has had one game, and my God, it was good. It was 183 total yards and 3 touchdowns. Outside of that one game, he hasn't had more than 14 fantasy points. Very disappointing so far.
All right, this one texted in, and I love this one already, and you'll understand why in a second. I'm number 1 in waivers right now. McKinnon is there. I have double Aaron on IR, Cook on bye, and Mixon. Need to start a running back, but I have Malcolm Brown and Duke Johnson. What do I do?
Thank you for listening to the show and playing along with us. I absolutely appreciate that. Listen, McKinnon is there. I would pick him up. That's a no-brainer. Listen, there's not a lot of guys out there that can immediately be plugged into your lineup for 4 to 5 weeks and be a valuable starter, especially if it's a PPR league. So I would be picking up and starting McKinnon over a Malcolm Brown or of a Duke Johnson.
All right, that's a good one right there. 305-567. 0560 if you still want to text in real quickly for us before we get to the nose pick of the week and the tight end of the week. Joe Burrow or Big Ben this week?
All day Burrow. No questions asked. Burrow.
I need 2 of the 3. Lindsay, Singletary, or Henderson?
I'm going with Singletary and Henderson. It looks like Melvin Gordon is back, which puts Lindsay in a backup role.
Matt Ryan or Kyler Murray this week?
Wow. Great question.
That's a great question.
It is a great question. Although, I mean, first of all, please somehow make a trade. Go to the Dak Prescott owner and just say, hey, man, I have Matt Ryan. You know, what can you give me
what
here?
Do you because want? Yeah, exactly.
You don't gain by having any of them. But this is Kyler Murray. Are you kidding me? At home versus Seattle. Seattle is the worst against the pass. This is a dream matchup for Kyler Murray owner. So, and let me tell you, even if it wasn't a dream matchup, I am not by any imagination ever benching Kyler Murray at this point. He is our new modern day. Well, I know Lamar Jackson gets compared to Michael Vick, but Murray is a very special player. And he looks like he might be, let's call the next Russell Wilson, one of those up-and-coming kind of Russell Wilson types, where you just don't bench that guy right now.
Right,
no way.
Right. As wide receiver 3 this week, I got Fulgham and Higgins. Who do you like?
I love Higgins this week. So I'm going to go, listen, again, Fulgham might have a good game. Don't be mad at me, all right? I just think T. Higgins is going to have a better game. So I would go with T. Higgins.
I like calling him Fulgham. That's my new name for him at the rest of the year.
Folgahan might have himself a big cash in. I'm sort of now at this point, I didn't think going into the show I would be really now sitting there really rooting for it. But the amount of advice I've given to start him, I'm actually now rooting for it.
At this point, you might have to take him there. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back with more of your text messages, 305-567-0560. That's 305-567-0560 on the text machine. We have the tight end of the week and the nose pick of the week coming up in the next segment as well. Dan Day is our DJ tonight. The other voice is The Nose. Follow him on Twitter at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. And I am Zach. This is Zach of The Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. We'll come back, wrap things up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.